Chevron gets hit with a big fine in Ecuador.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. A judge in Ecuador has ordered American oil giant Chevron to pay $9.5 billion for contamination of rainforests and rivers there. Villagers in northern Ecuador sued Texaco 17 years ago. Back in 2001, Chevron bought Texaco, and as a result, it inherited the case. Oil analyst Nick McGregor with Redmayne Bentley says the ruling sends a message that big oil companies will be held accountable in poorer countries.
There are no safe jurisdictions in which to pollute. In every jurisdiction in which they operate, they'll have to operate under their best practice in order to try and avoid things like this.
The case isn't near over. Chevron plans to appeal, saying there's evidence of corruption. And a U.S. district court judge in California, where Chevron is based, says he's not going to enforce the ruling from the court in Ecuador. Meanwhile, another American company, also based in California, Apple, is trying to come clean on accusations of labor issues and violations with an annual report on supplier responsibility. Now, that report focuses on those firms that Apple hires to make its popular iPods, iPads, and notebook computers. A lot of those firms are based in China. Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is on the line with us from Shanghai to talk about that report. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Steve.
What are some of the highlights here?
Well, it is certainly a page-turner. First off, Apple discovered 91 children under the age of 16 working illegally at 10 Chinese factories making Apple products. It found 42 underage workers on just one assembly line, and Apple says it's terminated the contract with that particular supplier. Another problem we've heard a lot about was a string of worker suicides at plants run by the company Foxconn, which assembles iPhones and iPads. Apple's report says its chief operating officer, Tim Cook, visited a Foxconn factory, and his team interviewed more than 1,000 workers soon after Foxconn established a 24-hour care center.
But this is more than just an image problem, right, Rob? I mean, Apple's had other issues in China beyond those other things.
Oh, yes. I spoke with Ma Jun today. He's China's most famous environmentalist, and he's spent the last year trying to get Apple to admit that one of its suppliers had exposed workers to a toxic chemical, poisoning 137 of them. Up until now, Apple ignored this issue and insinuated it didn't even have a relationship with the supplier. Today, Apple finally admitted its supplier was responsible for this, and it says it's no longer using the chemical that poisoned the workers, and it's also paying medical bills. Ma Jun told me he's pleased that Apple is addressing these problems, but he says these problems aren't going away, and Apple still needs to do more.
All right. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz. Rob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are mostly mixed right now. Japanese shares were higher today. London shares right now a bit lower. Shipping giant FedEx lowered its forecast for the coming 3 months. Bad weather and high fuel prices took a bite out of profits last quarter. FedEx is a big bellwether of the economy. People are shipping when people are buying. Wall Street yesterday, the S&P and NASDAQ added 0.25%. The Dow lost a small fraction of a percent, 5 points, to close at 12,268.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Reputation.com, helping businesses and professionals monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation Defender is now Reputation.com.
The unrest sweeping across the Middle East and Northern Africa has so far toppled a couple of dictators. Now one of the most stable and popular regimes has also been affected by the winds of change. The Jordanian monarchy has been shaken by allegations of corruption. From Amman, Jordan, Stephen Beard reports.
Bread, freedom, and justice, chant the pro-democracy protesters in Jordan, but they're not calling for the king's head.
We're asking for reforms of the political parliament, these kind of things.
You don't want the king to go?
No. No, he is a factor of stability for the country. I am sure he's a kind of stability for the country.
But while no one is calling publicly for King Abdullah to step down, his critics have been hitting him hard, where it hurts.
I'm truly honoured.
His wife, Queen Rania.
For me, the Tech Awards are a perfect combination of ingenuity and compassion.
Only 2 months ago, the glamorous Queen was receiving this Global Humanitarian Award. Today, her name has been sullied by allegations of corruption. 36 so-called tribal leaders in Jordan said she'd helped her family get land for free. Randa Habib of the AFP news agency wrote up the story.
The importance was not so much the content as much as the fact that they dared criticizing a queen in a country where you can be go to jail for 3 years for the crime of attacking any member of the royal family.
The royal court furiously denied the story, but other damaging material has appeared on the internet accusing the queen of corruptly enriching her parents' family to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. Chris Davidson is professor of Middle East politics at Durham University, England. He says belonging to a ruling family in the Arab world is usually profitable.
Any businesses, especially any foreign businesses, need to have some local partner. And if you and your family members and cronies are at the top of that pyramid, as it were, then you're best placed to take advantage of these business deals.
All this is common knowledge, he says, but in the present climate of revolution, these revelations are toxic. Any more, he says, and the popularity of the Jordanian monarchy will surely wane. In Amman, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, Oregon police pulled over a 30-year-old guy for reckless driving on Interstate 5, and it turned into a case of he said, they said. The driver claimed he wasn't going near the speed officers accused him of, 118 miles an hour in a 55 zone. But police made the arrest with evidence on their side. They had the radar that clocked him going 118, and a video the guy was making while he was driving with a camera focused on the speedometer. The driver said he wanted to post his fast and furious experience on YouTube. Police seized the car and the camera. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Leaders across the Arab world are trying to fend off revolution. Some are handing out food subsidies, others just cold hard cash.
It will help them to go to the malls to do some shopping, but that's not going to change their political attitudes towards the government.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Loyalty, but at what price? That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.